a little friendly. Friendly competition, that's all.
But how did it, what's the genesis of that? How did it originate?
Just like any other college bet, you know, just talking about it in the locker room, just do something fun, and it worked out for me, so.
Anybody else have anything on that?
No, I was just going to ask about that. I know that a lot of those bets go on here in the locker room. Was that pretty much a slam that you were that confident in Ohio State going against Michigan?
I mean, I don't want to make it a big deal. It wouldn't have mattered to me if I had to wear a shirt or something. It's just a friendly bet, you know, so.
Did you give him the shirt?
Yeah, I don't think he had any Ohio State stuff in there.
Well, I don't know if somebody had to. If you had to, like, get it sent to him,
no,
or just
no,
have it
no.
handy.
I had one. I had some.
Vrabel used to have the bet every year. So I'm wondering if this is kind of a new thing going forward.
I don't know. Just a friendly bet, really. I don't want to, it's not more than that. What's up?
The main thing I want to ask about is Darren Sproles. Mm-hmm. Real special teams. Their special teams unit, yours last year, the top ranked units in the league. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's one of the most dangerous returners.
Of course. I mean, just watch him play. He's so elusive, fast, explosive, strong, very quick. I mean, he's got it all. He's a great returner, you know. He's got it all, really. So we're going to have to get a lot of guys, a lot of helmets to the ball, and gang tackle him.
And not only are they dangerous returners, but they make a lot of plays, obviously, with their blocking units, what they do getting after kicks. I mean, last year, 6 or 7, a lot of
them. Yeah. They're a great special teams unit from, you know, really every angle that you look at them. And we're going to have to be at our best this week to, you know, handle all the different things that they have going on. So definitely got to be good in our protection units. Like you said, they've got some block kicks. So, you know, we got to be well prepared this week for sure.
Do you study individuals from other teams, special teams, mm-hmm. core guys?
Oh, yeah.
Maragosa, is that a guy that you look at and say, you know, he's got a pretty
good... Yeah, he's a great player. He's, I mean, another guy you can turn on the film and watch what he does. He's... got a lot of speed. He understands the game really well, understands blocking schemes and leverage, and he does a good job all over the field in everything that he does. He's another one of those guys that obviously he doesn't have the ball, so you don't see him as much, but from our point of view, you know, it's somebody you definitely have to try to get and just know where he's at all times.
So Nate, if you lost your
Simon
Wear Michigan t-shirt,
Yeah, it's just it. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I can put it together.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Good, yeah, no problem.